Hey, Mike, what's going on?
I'm at E3 in Los Angeles, California. And oh, I'm not at E3 now, but I'm in the hotel room waiting for E3.
You mean you're not outside?
No, I'm not inside yet. They wouldn't let me in. I mean, I knocked on the door at the convention center, and this really mean security guy said, "Hey, you, get out." And then, then
Well,
before.
I'm in the hotel room too.
Really? Wow. What hotel are we at?
We're at the Sheraton, right close to the airport. And I believe close to downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, right next to right across LAX. What are we doing at E3?
We're checking out as many games as possible, and we might play a few games too.
Play a few games, okay. Talk a few people, that's good. What are you looking forward to E3?
E3, basically all these press conferences.
Yeah.
There's like what, six press conferences?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three main big ones: Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. All three big three should have lots of stuff. Nintendo, basically, we know nothing about it. We know nothing about Microsoft.
Nope.
We know a lot, ton about Sony, but they haven't really shown anything other than trailers.
Yeah,
So
so.
be good to see actual games come out of that, as well as seeing EA actually iterate on their trailers from last year, like stuff like Rage. See a follow-up to Battlefield Bad Company,
Yep.
as well as seeing maybe more DLC for not for Fallout 3, but Left 4 Dead. So lots of good stuff coming from all the press conferences, as well as
Yeah,
Ubisoft.
we saw as on Tuesday as well. Or no,
Red Steel,
Monday. Is it?
that's on Monday.
That's Monday.
That's
EA
on.
and is on, EA and Ubisoft is on Monday.
That's right. They have Red Steel 2, which basically the first one was pretty bad. So now they have a big window of opportunity to
Impress. Cool.
impress and make a good game out of it. Plus you have Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, those are big games.
So lots of good stuff.
You know
So
what I'm
what are you
looking
looking forward to?
You know what I'm looking forward to? That's a very good question. Thank you for asking it. I'm looking forward to is the boobs.
Yeah.
The booth babes. Because the last couple of years, E3 has been lacking something. There wasn't a lot of people who went to it.
Yeah.
And basically the whole industry was down on E3. You know why it was?
Because it was done out of hotel rooms.
It was done in hotel rooms, but there were no boobs. There were no booth babes. And if you don't have boobs and booth babes, when you have a video game expo, it's not the same. I mean, boobs go with everything. I can eat a bowl of cereal right now, and if there's a boob on TV, I'm watching it because boobs go with everything.
So speaking of boobs, we're gonna be interviewing some divas.
Yes, we are. Matt will be interviewing Maurice. That's her name, right? Maurice.
Maurice.
Maurice. And what is that's on Tuesday, right?
That's on
That's
Tuesday, and
Tuesday. First, that's our very first appointment, I think it is. Actually, on Tuesday is Maurice. So that should be interesting.
as well as she's a diva champion, so we're also interviewing another diva, John Morrison, Charmin Sexy.
Yeah,
He's
I'll
on
be
his way.
interviewing him on Wednesday. That's be an interview. That's be a good interview. He's been known for his tag team with The Miz.
Yeah.
Well, on Wednesday he's gonna go one on one with the mic. And I am awesome.
Is it gonna be the Mike one, Morrison zero?
Exactly. I'm gonna call him out, and he's not gonna show up because he's not there. And it's gonna be the Mike one, the Miz zero.
For the record, Miz, if you're gonna call someone out, they don't win unless they show up.
Well, he did
So
show up, and then the Big Show took him out, and then so Miz won by default.
the Miz didn't even hit him.
He didn't have to. He the Miz, much like the Mike, is the master of opportunity, and the
Yeah.
opportunity was presented itself to take out
Yeah.
John Cena five times.
You can't call it a pop culture icon like John Cena and say you win.
He's not a pop culture icon.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He's a jabroni. He's a rock
According
wannabe.
to Todd Grisham, he's a pop culture icon.
He's a jabroni. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's a jabroni. He's a rock. He wants to. He's so badly. He wants The Rock to pay him attention. He wants The Rock to go one on one with him at WrestleMania. And you know what? He's ain't gonna happen because The Rock is so much better than John Cena in so many different ways that if I could do a